everyone, and welcome to this episode of Pathways to Perform. We hope these real stories from real people resonate to help guide you on your path to perform at your very best in any field. This is your host, Keisha LaLama. As young hopefuls, athletes dream of reaching the highest level of achievement. And today's guest, well, he reigns supreme. He's a professional NFL football player. And to add to his many accomplishments, we can now call him Super Bowl champion. It's awesome. He's a safety for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Please welcome the one and only Jordan Whitehead. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. How about you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. So where are you right now?
So I was just getting in therapy in Pittsburgh at the Pitt facility. So I'm rehabbing from a shoulder surgery.
So. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're getting strong again because we need you out there. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I mean, I have so many questions for you. And I think what I like to do first is start and talk about where it all began for you. So where did it all start? When did you start playing football?
So I really started when I was five. I started playing around in Center Township. So I was playing with the Trojans. And then we merged schools, Central Valley. So I was playing with Central Valley in high school. And then went to Pitt. And now I'm with the Buccaneers. So.
That is amazing. And so did you play any other sports? Or did you always just focus your energy on football?
I played baseball growing up, basketball. Ran track in high school a little bit. So I played a couple sports growing up.
You know? Dabbled in a couple sports here and there. So what was football? Why did football work the best for you? Why was it the fit out of all those other things?
I feel like baseball was a lot more fun when I was little to me. Then baseball started getting slow. It was like kind of boring. So football was just that exciting game that you could play. You could take your anger out, or you enjoy scoring touchdowns, so you can get a different pleasure out of it.
And so, you know, looking back at your days and looking back at Central Valley and, you know, through your years with Pitt, certainly, and now with the Buccaneers, is there any one person that was most inspirational to you, whether it was personal or professional, that helped guide you along the way?
I can't really just say one person that helped me along the way. It was a lot of people in my corner. So there's a couple. There's like 10 I can name. So like a lot of family, a lot of coaches that helped me along the way too. So like everybody had a big part in it.
That's fantastic. And to have that kind of support around you, I mean, it really does contribute to success, you know? And so... Yeah. Even looking back, I mean, I look at all the titles that you've won and Rookie of the Year and all these things, right? I was reading that the other day, the ACC Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. With all those kinds of accomplishments and recognitions, is there more pressure added?
It's not more pressure. I just feel like it's kind of motivation, and you achieve one goal and it makes you want to achieve another goal. So I would say it's fuel to the fire, just like succeeding, having a little bit of success early. You know, it couldn't get to some people, like they feel complacent, but I use it as like fuel and fire to it.
Okay, so I probably know the answer to this next question. You know, in professional sports, statistics really are the measure of success. And so I'm really interested in learning more about your individual process. Do you chase stats? Or do you follow your gut and your heart when you're playing or when you're working in that daily process?
So I really, I don't even look at stats, but I don't try to be like having the best stats, because I just feel like, you know, you put the hard work in, you're working, you're doing what you got to do, then you should know how your outcome is going to be. You just give it your all and really just trust in that. You don't really got to try to be better than the next person. You just got to give it your best, give it the best you can do. And that's kind of what I live by. I just feel like, you know, just when you try to start following other people and chasing other people, you kind of can get lost in what you got to do. You try to be like them. So just stick to your goal and stick to God's plan for you.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. And so, you know, looking back, what were some of the greatest obstacles that you faced? We really focus on success. We talk about the success stories. Mm-hmm. I like to talk about the book of no, right? The times we've lost, the times we failed, the times, you know. So what were some of the obstacles or like your greatest failure? And what did you learn from that?
Right. So it could be from like as little as not really, like not even playing sports, but as in just like schoolwork, you know, you can get distracted a little bit by schoolwork. And if you have a bad class or anything like that, can get to you. So I just say in college, it was like the first time we really had to balance school and football together. It was like a long early meetings and a morning football practice and then going to classes. It was hard at first just to, you know, just to stay on course. So Pitt has a great academic thing they do with like the players. They take care of them. So they made it, you know, you start using your resources and how they help you out and get you around when you first get there. So I'll say that was a big part of just kind of managing both. And then as far as getting injured and going through injuries throughout the way in college, a couple surgeries, my knee meniscus and broken forearm, it kind of is like a setback, and it can get like mentally, really mentally hard, just trying to fight back with that, dealing with pain. So I say those are like the biggest struggles or the injuries, fighting back through injuries. But you know, you just keep pushing, and one day it'll all click. You know, it's all for a reason.
And so, what keeps you pushing? What motivates you to keep going, Ben?
I would say like winning the Super Bowl was actually like, now that I'm thinking about it, it's motivating me. So I just, like I say, success, it could be a good thing by like having just to be more motivated to do more and do better.
That's right. So I feel like you're that kind of person that has that ongoing level of achievement. You want to do this and you're going to keep going and you're going to keep going and you'll really never be satisfied.
Yes.
That's about right. I love it. And so, you know, I think this is an interesting statement or question, very interesting question. In looking back at your college career, you know, it was phenomenal. You were incredible and continue to prove your talent. What was the like most challenging obstacle you faced to transition from college, that collegiate level, to the professional level?
So it's going from college to the NFL is more free, like not, I want to say more free time, because the schoolwork is out of it, so you don't have to really worry about it that as much, but it's a lot more studying, I would say, in the NFL, studying like plays and watching film and taking care of your body. So it's like the where I was doing schoolwork, it's like now I'm using that to study and taking care of my body. So it's about the same time, like busyness. So it can get off-season, like once the season's over, then you have a lot of free time. So you could get kind of lost in that. But I would say as long as you're just, you know, you got one thing to do, take care of your body, work out, and you love to do it, it's not too bad. So, but going from college to NFL, I would say more free time, a little bit more free time.
Wow, I didn't expect that. And so what is your daily practice like? How do you approach whenever you do get in, you know, to season and your training or preseason, what is the daily life of an NFL football player?
Early meetings, like 7 o'clock, and meeting all day, a lot of meetings, a lot of walkthroughs and practicing, workouts. So you're pretty much there all day. You get home, all you really can do is eat and get ready for bed, because it's like you're there all day.
Well, and I think that a lot of people don't realize what happens behind the scenes, the studying, you know, the plays, the learning, the investment. And it's a lot of research and a lot of homework, right?
Yes, a lot. It's more mental than physical. So that's what our coach always tells us.
Wow. Okay. So how do you balance life and work when you're in the middle of the season? How do you take care of yourself when it's all morning, all day, all night?
You know, just pretty much, you start to get a routine. So you take care of yourself at the facility. You bring you make it like a little home. It's like your second home. So you get comfortable there, you eat there. So it's pretty much It is home. So when you get home to your real house, all you really got to do is, you know, there's a little bit of time also during the day where we can be on our phones, get things done, talk to people. So you can work around it a little bit. We have a little bit of free time there, but it's not too bad. And once you get used to it, it's pretty smooth.
Okay, so this is a really fun question, I think. Some people would never even dream of putting Super Bowl champion on their bucket list. So I'm intrigued to learn what might be on your bucket list. You won the Super Bowl. What else are some of your things you want to check off, your to-dos?
So I'm just going off of the Super Bowl. If we could get another Super Bowl. So that right now, that's kind of like my main thing is like, let's do another one.
Back-to-back champs. So, I love it. Yeah.
Back-to-back. But, you know, just like Pro Bowl, that's a great accomplishment. Players that get the Pro Bowl. So that's on my list. You know, and then from there, it's just like, those are the highest two things, Super Bowl, Pro Bowl. You know, just keep winning. That's the best. That's the biggest thing. Once you win, you're winning, everything's fine.
That's fun. Okay. And so, you know, as a young up and coming superstar, what do you want your legacy to be?
All right. So I would say like when you're younger, so my legacy, like in NFL, I just want to be known as like really one of the best safeties. Be known as one of the hardest hitting safeties I want to be leave with somebody having a little label, a little nickname, like, you know, how it goes. So, that would be football legacy, but just like when you're younger, you know, it's just like nobody ever thinks that somebody's going to make it to the NFL or, make it basketball wise, make it to the NBA. So, just like keep pushing, you know, you have a dream, just really go chase it. Don't let nobody tell you no.
So what was it like to get that phone call from the draft? We want you, Jordy Whitehead. What was that?
That was probably one of the best feelings for a while since the Super Bowl happened. I have to say that, but it was up there. It was up there with the Super Bowl. Just knowing that was a life dream, and that's the one phone call you're waiting for forever. So it was one of the greatest feelings.
I am so proud of you. And, you know, you're inspiring so many people. What is it like to realize that your entire community is cheering for you and rooting for you, and that just you making it into the NFL, let alone winning the Super Bowl, has lifted the spirits of an entire community?
Oh, it feels good. It feels great. You know, just knowing like the kids and everybody else, even the parents and all that, you know, it feels good to know. You're doing good for the community. For the kids, like I say, like coming up, there's a kid that lives by me. He comes in, always says hi to me when I'm walking past. I have like a little room for me in this house. So it's like, it feels good. And it feels good to make them kids smile and have hope.
That's beautiful. You are such an inspiration to so many here. And so for our listeners listening today, and certainly around the country for any of our listeners that join us, what kind of advice would you give them for any dream chaser out there wanting to chase their dreams? What advice do you have?
Just like you find what you really want, like put your all into it, like go hard in it, and don't stop. You really love it. Just keep chasing every day, whatever you have to do. Is like don't give up there.
And do you have a life motto that you live by to keep yourself motivated and inspired?
I look at a lot of different like sayings and things like that. So I do like have a like motivational words I go by just every day, like different things though. So whatever I see is like I use that for my motivation. But it's always positive, always something that is talking about like never giving up and just like things like that. So there's a lot.
Beautiful. How do you define success?
How do I define success? I would say it's different for everybody. It's about like what you feel you want to achieve. If you achieve something that you like have something set out for, then that's success for you. It doesn't have to be for everybody.
Good answer. All right. So considering that you play on a team and so much of your success is dependent on the work of others, how does that impact your daily approach?
So it's definitely, you learn early, like the, for the veteran players, like how much they, like for them to say they respect you, is it goes a long way, just because you don't really have to be best friends with somebody, but like when you're, you have your job to do and you're called for, like you just do your job. You don't have to do anything extra. So actually it's football is the ultimate team sport. So you definitely have to have trust and loyalty to one another. So it definitely goes a long way. And once you respect somebody and have the respect, that's one of the best ones.
Okay. And on the opposite side of that, what is your greatest failure and what did you learn from that?
I remember in high school, like my freshman year, catching a pass in the semifinal game to go to the championship, getting tackled on a 1 yard line. And then I remember like that whole, that when I was younger, going to my sophomore year, I was just so hungry to get back to, on the field and go win the championship after that. That was probably one of the worst times.
I understand. But you learned from that and it fueled your fire to keep going. Okay, so, you know, outside of football, what are your current interests and passions?
So, besides working out, I like in Florida, there's a lot of things to do. So I'm like in the water, I'm trying to get more into the water, like be a water guy.
That's beautiful. If I lived in Florida, I'd be in the water every day too. And so is there a way in which these interests or passions, like does the water inspire or actually, you know, just kind of make you a better football player?
So I like nature and the water. Yeah, it's like, it's like good for your mental. It's like you just set, like it relaxes you. It's like a former, like not physical therapy, but mental therapy. You know, after like a long day of practice during the season, it's stressful. You need something to depress from and get away from football. So it goes a long way.
That's great. Well, in closing, I cannot thank you enough. We are all so proud of you. Keep going. Keep doing the thing. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. All right. Please take care of yourself. Where can we find you on social media, website? How do we follow you? How do we support you?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram. So if you just type my name in, actually, it should probably pop up. I have my name tagged to it too. So.
Okay. Great. We will find you. Much
Thank
continued
you.
Success to you. Much love. Take care of yourself. And we'll be rooting for you.
Yes, I will.
All right. Thank
you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, honey.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you, too. Bye.